ओम शांति. वन ऑफ द फर्स्ट क्वालिटी ऑफ फॉलो फादर इज टू रिमेन मर्ज इन गॉड्स लव. ब्रह्मा बाबा वॉज नेवर सेपरेट, वेदर एज मदर फादर इन रिलेशनशिप टू सदगुरु, as friend, as companion, and through his eyes we used to feel that he is creating the presence through his connection with Shri Baba. And Baba used to remind us all the time our relationship with Shri Baba. Once we were playing with Baba badminton and he stopped, he said, "With whom are you playing?" So he said, "Baba," because he was playing with us. Baba said, "No, mother, father, you are playing with Bab Dada." So at that time, as if Shiv Baba entered Brahma Baba, so Baba was reminding us. Same is that many times we were invited to eat with Brahma Baba. They had a very small table in Baba's room. So one person, Mama, one more Baba used to invite. With whom are you eating? So always reminding, and this is how Didi followed Brahma Baba 100%. How many times during day she will remind us, Shri Baba yaad hai? And then she will teach us, because someone will say, but why this one has to remind me? That if you are remembering, then say thank you. If you are not remembering, then still say thank you. Because this one reminded you of Shiv Baba. So say thank you. Shiv Baba yaad hai. That was her whole day. And because Baba is the ocean of knowledge, so she will always tell us that we all are rivers of knowledge. So rivers, there is difference between rivers and the pond. So one time she called me that within half an hour we have to give this class. And I said, Didi, I didn't say I, you know, you, with we never opened our mouth in the sense of, I just thought that if, I said, Didi, if you would have told me just half an hour earlier, I would have prepared. She said, are you a pond or a Ganges? And from that day until today, any time there is a chance to share knowledge, these words keep ringing in my ears. Are you a pond or a river? Are you Ganges? That means her quality, Didi, was in following Father. That the way Brahma Baba shared. So Didi also followed Father in a way, whole day. There will be, you know, she will remind us, let's revise morning Murli. Because sometimes, you know, after Murli, we get busy in Karma Yoga. So after 1 hour, somebody wants to get points of Murli on telephone. We don't remember. Right? It's not many times. Wait. Because I will look in the Murli. And then I want to say it. We forget completely. But with Didi, this, I also realize that reminding ourselves of what Baba says, even blessing, is so important. Because not that we remember, right? But if there is no Smriti, that means I don't remember or think of the points of knowledge, then how will I be able to imbibe it or become a karma yogi? That means have that awareness while doing actions. So one of the important steps of following Brahma Baba was during day many times reflecting on the knowledge and not, sometimes not practical, but that time she will make us sit for 10-15 minutes and then she will say that it's like badminton, like she will give you question, you have to answer, then you, it's like they used to call it playing badminton, that means sharing the points of knowledge. But also following Father, third thing was that Didi was very, very disciplined. I won't say lawful. Some people had been talking of balance of love and law. I think it's the discipline. And truth in our life was, truth means that whatever is there, the way it is, very sweetly, gently, she will tell you. But also the way Brahma Baba, I remember, always was like, give new plans for service. And at that time in young age, you could do anything, right? When I think of all those things we did in early 60s. So Didi was like that. I remember one time, because whatever Baba said, she must get it done. Because when you have to follow Father, then you have to have that courage. Right? Some people have enthusiasm, some have courage. But I think you need both. I like when there were two Murlis on first step of courage and second of tolerance. Because when we go on service, sometimes there were not enough room to sleep. No, it's like very little facilities. Not that comfort as when we stay at one place. So Baba wanted a museum in Jaipur. So we were 22 kanyas in Delhi. Most of us were in universities or had finished studying, and she will say, who will help with the museum? So what is museum? How can you make museum of Gyan? So everyone was kind of quiet because no answer. Can't say no, right, to our seniors. So she looked at me, she said, you are also not saying yes to Baba. I said, sure, yes, but somebody has to tell what has to be done. So she will kind of help to increase our trust and capacities to do things. So following Father, as also Baba said today, is the route we have to take. I liked it when Baba said route. Because at whatever point, what has to be done? One thing which I always remember, all Dadis had this habit. Prakashmani Dadi, Dadi Janki, Dadi Gulda. Whenever there was a situation, they will say, what would Brahma Baba do in this situation? What direction will he give? What answers he will give? They only think of Brahma Baba. It's a very beautiful way. It's not all the time I have to think I'm a point of light and Baba is point of light, but Baba gave knowledge through Brahma Baba, and it's a whole life, right? 33 years. How Brahma Baba followed Shri Baba without seeing, right? It's only through teachings he changed it into directions of life. But for us, we could look at Brahma Baba and follow that route. I think so many times what Baba taught us, still the same feelings for yajna, for family, for money, everything what Brahma Baba did. Of course, later on our ancestor souls, Dadi Prakashmani and everyone was the example of Brahma Baba. That means they followed Brahma Baba. So it's very, very important for all of us to reach destination in time. And also our own stage, final stage. The best route is really follow Father. And also when it comes to, I think we all have faith, right? We have given our life for Baba's task and we are on a spiritual journey. Even we know destination is high. But so we have faith. But it's only when there are extreme challenging situations. I have to use power of faith. I have to keep reminding myself there is power in faith. There is victory in faith. Not get shaken by anything. And I find that if we really maintain faith, that is have yoga, faith is yoga, everything becomes like it's getting clear, it's getting clear. Whatever I say, oh well, this might be very hard. They say have faith. Faith in Baba, Dharma. And let that happen. And you find it's very easy then. It becomes easy, but then it was, I feel that it was in Dharma, had to be easy. But it was a test for my faith in Baba and Dharma. So there will be many, many situations where there will be challenge or a big, big exam. But if I have to pass with honor, then I have to, so use the power at that time of faith. That means maintain that stability. No, Baba talks of stable. Only possibility of stability is when I have faith inside. We are all a very big family, but when it comes to effort, it's very individual, like an examination hall. No one is your friend, right? Everyone has to write in the exam what you have studied. So I always remind myself whenever, I remember even if once I had to go for a big surgery. So there were many, many around. So they couldn't go. Then they said one can go, two can go. After that they said one can go. And it was a very, very big hospital. And in the end, now nobody can go. Right? So they take you and leave you outside the operating room, and the words they said, this is your parking lot. So I internally, so it was like, okay, very, very all empty and I'm not seeing anyone. They will take you in few minutes, but it was like little longer. And so they take, but when they said it, I'm alone with Baba, right? So this slogan of one strength, one support. So looking at Brahma Baba, how as one with one strength and one support in the task in his personal life. So if I have to follow Father and maintain faith until last minute, it will be okay. Baba is with me. It will be, I will be taken care of. And every day, what Brahma Baba shared with us, that when there is power of faith, then definitely we know that there is victory. There is success. Success is our birthright. So on this day, these day, and with our homework, follow Father, and tomorrow is for the faith whole day. Keep kind of thinking of it and check yourself. Why am I having these thoughts of very subtle fear or uncertainty or not feeling that secure? Use the power of faith. So our tomorrow homework is power of faith. And definitely that comes from the stage of being merged in Baba's love. So I'm sure that we all will do our homework and Om Shanti.